Sharon, it's time to listen to the Cane Man Show. Sharon, who ate my burritos?
Show 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good, Chad.
Good. Good to have you back. Have a good weekend?
Yeah, I had a great weekend.
All right. You sound so excited.
Nothing exciting happened. So.
All right. Good. And then back again is Jamie Kelly. How you doing, Jamie?
Good. A little bit sore.
A little bit sore? All right, that sounds like the story
we need
to have.
We'll talk about that. Right, I'm sore for a couple reasons.
And then back again is Amy Lee. How you doing, Amy?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Good. Good to have you all here. Nothing exciting happened at all this weekend? No?
I can't just remember what
games?
I did this weekend.
Is that it?
Just video games.
It's all you did.
Did a little Christmas
and
shopping.
And sleep.
You did Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Are you done yet?
Oh, no. We were just looking.
All right. Window shopping?
Yeah, kind of.
I slept most of the weekend. I spent last weekend. That's one of the reasons I'm sore is I spent 3 days last week shooting volleyball video for iowaprepsports.com, and I was lugging around like 30 pounds of gear.
Yeah.
Every day.
Good for you.
And running around all over up and down the U.S. Cellular Center. So it was a lot of work. It was awesome. It was a good time.
U.S. Cellular Center is a big place.
It really is.
It's bigger. I mean, it's got so many damn steps.
Yeah. I went up to the top a few times to get video, like a nice, overhead type shot. And, man, it's awesome. But, whew. And you're carrying a camera. Yeah.
It's a workout.
So. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I did go to the CIA show on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Cool. Comics in Action had a show at the Bohemian?
Yes, they did.
How was it?
It was quite funny.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I laughed real hard.
Good. I have a comedy show this weekend that's not open to the public, but...
So screw you guys.
Yes, don't even talk about it.
But,
Shut up.
It's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to performing for an audience again. I've been watching KCRG a lot the last couple days, just thinking that maybe that commercial that I was in will start on the...
I don't know when it's going to start.
I know. I just keep thinking it's going to start here pretty soon because they're pushing, Christmas gift ideas. So
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I want to see it. All right, I'm getting all like anytime. I figure it's going to be on during the news. That's usually when they play that, those little short, 15-second
jobbies, oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right before the weather or whatever. So I'm like, okay, got to watch Channel 9. Got to watch Kate.
What's the commercial for?
I did a commercial for the Gazette.
Getting subscriptions.
Ooh.
Played an elf.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
It seems to be a very funny commercial from what I've heard.
So are you the only elf on it?
No, there's several elves.
We're all elves around a table in a boardroom. My big line
talking
is...
Talking about the Gazette?
Crockpot. So it'll make sense when you see the commercial.
Okay.
And if I can get a copy of it, I'll put it online at thecanmanshow.com.
Did you get to wear tights?
No. Oh. I got to wear a really tight sweater vest, though.
Oh.
So that was nice.
Were all the elves wearing sweater vests?
No, just me and Jason Christopher.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
Because you guys look the best in them, I'm sure.
But Jason is known in the Gazette
Jason as the, wears sweater vests... Every day from like the middle of October, like as soon as it gets cool enough to wear them until the end of winter.
He's got a little sweater vest collection.
Yeah, he has like 40 some.
Really?
He has like way too many. He even says he has way too many, and he never wears a coat, but he'll always wear a sweater vest.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
All right.
That's good. That's good. Cold arms, I would imagine.
Yeah, I guess. I guess not, though. I mean, because really? He'd wear a sweater if he had cold arms.
True.
Me, my arms get cold. My torso doesn't get cold. I told him she shouldn't buy sweater vests because they're as expensive as a sweater. We should go in together on sweaters, and I'll wear the sleeves, and he can have the
kind of like
center
leg
part.
Warmers. They'll be arm warmers.
Exactly.
Exactly. So does he ever see a sweater and say, I could turn that into a kick-ass sweater vest?
I think he does.
I just cut the sleeves off
of lots
that
of,
one.
There are lots of awesome sweater vests out there. So
where? Yeah. Goodwill?
I don't know.
Goodness.
Kohl's. I saw
I have
some
one.
At Kohl's.
Yeah, well,
I was shopping.
My beard is starting to come back, so I had to shave that sucker off. So
yeah, for the
for a week now. Got
I feel
got
a little
a
left out.
Growth.
I'm the only one without a beard.
So
shucks.
Yeah, actually, is it 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks?
Been 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay, so 2 weeks growth. Kevin, you've got quite a beard going. Is it No Shave November or what?
No, I just want to see how long I can get it.
I bet you can go ZZ Top style here soon.
I would love to have, like, you know, a 4-inch long beard. You know, just
you
like,
got a little bit of a neck
just
beard
do it.
Going.
Can't
it's
you
it's
do
a
that?
Little bit low. Yeah, in the end, I need to sort of take it up. But you can.
They don't have rules at the Gazette, do they, for the writers?
No, I don't know if they do or not, but I mean, you know, like, my wife has rules. Not like written
okay.
rules, but like, you know, if she hates it, it's going to have to come off.
Yeah, my wife also has rules. That's why I had to shave this off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I love all that stuff.
See, my wife doesn't mind when I go without shaving for a while.
Yeah, I look horrible.
I look
like a very...
I look homeless.
Yeah, I look like a homeless guy. Yeah, I really
vagrant.
Do.
Yeah, I actually shaved before I came here because I looked in the mirror. I hadn't shaved in like a week and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no one... They let me around teenage girls like this. I look like I'm trying to lure them into the back of my
hand.
I'm
just taking a video of you. Yeah, yeah.
Gross.
But cool. Well, I had a pretty good weekend. Really did. I did a lot of stuff, but then again, I didn't do a lot of stuff.
What?
Chad, that doesn't make any sense.
Saturday
Chad,
was busier than it was.
You even taken into a Zen cone?
Yeah, kind of. So I didn't really have any plans except for Saturday. I did... kind of hung out in the morning, and I worked here for an hour from home, put in some overtime, and then I had rehearsal for my comedy troupe Closer Than They Appear.
Nice.
And then we went over to the in-laws and had game night, and that was a lot of fun. We played a little bit of Sequence and some Apples to Apples.
I love Sequence.
Apples
I do too.
To Apples is...
I've heard that game
games.
Is really funny.
Apples to Apples is awesome too.
My kids want that game for Christmas.
Sequence is probably one of my favorite games to play. Remember when, Kevin, when we used to live on 22nd Avenue and you'd come over...
What's this Wii stuff?
My wife and I lived on 22nd Avenue and you would come over and we would just drink...
Sequence the night away?
Well, we drink like alcohol... Like, I drink fuzzy navels that were like this much fuzzy and this much navel and we'd sit out on the back deck and... Just get ripped with you, me, John.
Oh, good times, good
fuzzy
times,
navels.
You guys.
Good times.
You admitted.
Hey,
that.
I did go to see Into the Woods this weekend as well.
Into the Woods
at Washington High School.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
a good friend of mine, her boyfriend is the tech director over there. Like he's one of the advisors.
Ben Godwin.
Ben. Possibly.
I don't think so.
What's her name?
His name.
Her name.
Her name is Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah. It's not Ben.
It's
no,
not Ben.
No.
Okay.
That's not his girlfriend's name.
What the
name.
Heck is his name?
Don't know.
Oh, that's gonna get.
That's
gonna bug me.
Yeah,
he's involved in that stuff. And,
yeah.
And she helped us strike the set on.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
That is the longest freaking musical I've ever seen in my
life.
It's
really long. It's such a complex show too.
It's
in
a
terms
great
of, like,
show.
In terms of like music and then also set design, it's
yeah.
Brutal.
I did not care for the music a whole lot, although the kids did a great job. But the story is really cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Very very fascinating, but. Really, really long.
Yeah, Sondheim doesn't really send you away humming his tunes.
No,
so
no,
this was
not
a Sondheim
really.
Show.
Yeah,
yeah,
a Sondheim
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, like he's done so many. But
yeah, it's
yeah.
It's beautiful in terms of like the musicality. Like what he does is amazing. It is not catchy.
Is
no.
it? But is it like what kind of story is it?
It's all the fairy tale characters and how they like Jack and the Beanstalk. Collides with the baker, with the, what is it, the baker and the baker's wife, and
yeah.
then Cinderella's in there, and they all kind of collide in the woods somehow and all their stories get mixed up together. And that's act one. Everybody lives happily ever after. So they could actually end right there.
Right.
But then you come back for the second act and Cinderella has married the prince, but he decides he's actually in love with Sleeping Beauty. And he's got, you know, a brother who...
Is it bloody and gross like Sweeney Todd?
No, but lots of people die.
Really? Yeah,
lots, lots of people die. They have affairs.
Yeah, nice. it's sort of good
high school.
It's a dystopian take on the second act of fairy tales. It's kind of awesome. I was in it when I was in high school, so
the story is really cool.
It is
really long.
Yeah, it's really long.
Really long.
Very, very long. But they did a great job.
Cool.
Great job, kids.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Yep.
Cool.
So my wife's car got broken into this past week.
What's up with crime in Iowa?
Kevin, there's a story here in a second.
What's going on?
They apparently, when she locks the door with just like the lock, it doesn't set the alarm, so they must have jimmied the door open. They didn't break a window or anything, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Stole the CD player, stole the CD changer, stole like 500 CDs.
They stole the CD player? I thought the new car, is it a new car?
It's a 98 Honda. It's an aftermarket player.
Okay.
How did she keep 500 CDs?
She had one of those big wallets.
Wow.
One of those, like, monster wallets.
Did you at least have them backed up on the computer? Oh, no.
Some of them, maybe, but they stole her jumper cables. They stole her prescription sunglasses, which is going to make them really easy to find because they're just going to run at the polls.
Yeah.
Prescription glasses. They stole her favorite hat from Eddie Bauer. They left her mittens. They stole the change.
Her favorite hat.
Wow. Did they leave like an ounce of pot or...
I wish.
Anything.
They used that.
Something.
Did they drop any clues?
No. They just cleaned it out, so...
So what did the cops do? Did they...
Nothing.
Fingerprint?
Nothing.
No. Well, they didn't do anything. They
did the whole CSI treatment.
They called... She called and they're like, well, okay, well, we need the serial number or at least descriptions of the thing. She's like, well, my husband has that. So I called. And I talked to the clerk, and she's like, yeah, we really can't do much. Like, don't tell me you can't really do much. That's crap. Like, I know that there's not much you can do.
They can but dust, you can, and they can tape, and...
Yeah, it's going to get my fingerprints.
Well, you never know.
But, you know, the frustrating thing to me is, like, there's a list. There's a pawn shop list that they have.
Right.
So put it on there. Don't tell me there's nothing we can do or there's not much we can do. Say, we're going to put this on this list, and if it shows up in a pawn shop in Iowa, you're going to get it back. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear there's not much we can do.
Right.
Yeah, somebody needs a little less like, customer service.
I don't need, you know, the Big Lebowski where they go and ask about his stolen car. It's like, oh, we're working on it in shifts. You know, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't need that, but it's like, don't give me there's not much we
can do. Just a little reassurance that they can do their job.
You know, there's been a lot of cops out the last couple of weeks, but there's
I wouldn't notice it.
There's been a lot of crime going on. Well, yeah, in your neighborhood, they're always there. But, I mean, I've noticed a lot of cops around town... just driving around. I mean, this weekend we did go to Walmart, and at Walmart in the parking lot there was like two or three cops, and then there was one behind Walmart.
Yeah, they're on
just hanging out.
Yeah, well, exactly.
They kind of were, I guess.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
I wonder if there was they were watching for
sleeping off some donuts.
Something. I don't know what.
I'm sorry.
Doing.
My brother-in-law's a police officer. I actually have a lot of respect for cops. I really do. It's just frustrating when you hear like, oh, there's not much we can do. Like, yeah, I know that, but. You're the police.
But they need to tell you that they can do something.
You're supposed to... Yeah, lie to me. Tell me that I'm safer than I am. I'm okay with that lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Agreed.
So, Bonnie, your mother-in-law.
Yeah, mother-in-law. This last Thursday, she was down in Iowa City at Sycamore Mall. And,
yeah. I was just down there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I always thought that was a good area.
It is a good area.
It's not a good area, actually,
yeah,
from what I've heard. I've heard some things that now I understand why it is the way it is. Well, anyway, so she's outside one of the malls in Iowa City, and a guy comes up behind her, says, "Give me your purse, and don't say anything." Well, you know, my mother-in-law, she, of course, started yelling, screaming, and started yanking her purse all around, trying to get away.
Where were the other people?
So he didn't get spooked by that.
No, there's nobody. It was like at night.
Oh, okay.
So not really late at night,
yeah.
But probably before 7 o'clock. I'm at.
It's dark though.
Right.
Yeah. So now it's dark.
Sucks.
But she, I guess, wrestled with the guy, got a black eye, and had the guy down on the ground. I guess for a second, and
shit, kicked him weird.
But. I guess
no,
her,
she should have given him her purse.
Well, the way that I heard that something happened to my wife's mother was from upstairs. I heard, "Well, did you kick him in the balls?" I was like, "What?" I was like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, the strap broke on the purse, and if that hadn't broke, she probably, I don't know, she might have got more hurt. I don't know. But
usually, though, when you put up a fight, criminals, I mean, they are spooked. They like
they
to
usually
run
away, right. Especially someone who's
6'7". So this guy wasn't spooked. He was a big dude. There's a picture of him on KCRG.com, you said?
He's a creeper.
Yeah. So
big guy.
It's all you got to do is go to Google and type in Sycamore Mall mugging. And it will pull up all the stories on her mugging. The news programs have called her, tried to get her, you know, to do an interview, and she hasn't.
With her black eye.
Yeah, with her black eye, that would look really sweet. And also, they called her elderly, and she's kind of pissed about that.
Yeah. Oh man,
she is 67, but she doesn't believe 67 is elderly.
Put up a good fight.
That's
they
a senior,
call her elderly.
But it's not elderly.
Yeah, no. I would have said senior.
Elderly's like 80.
No, and Bonnie Scrappy, she'd kick your butt.
I understand where she's coming from. Like the violation of saying, like, I'm going to take this off you. That's enough to drive you up a wall. It's really hard to take.
But she don't take crap. She'll
your purse is replaceable.
And now we know
your wallet's
not
replaceable.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's. I'm just glad no one got hurt. The card, when they broke into it, they just jimmied the lock. They didn't break a window. It sucks. We lost. You know, she lost a bunch of probably irreplaceable CDs. Some of them are out of print. Some of them are mixes. But
you didn't have to deal with the criminal himself.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, you know what? All that stuff can be replaced.
I have to say that reading the comments on the story on KCRG or KGAN, hilarious. My God.
Those comments tend to be pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's funny just, in that, oh my God, I can't believe you're that racist and allowed to walk around.
Or just that stupid.
Yeah.
Well, what I found out is, what's Section 8? What's Section 8?
It's HUD housing.
HUD housing. Okay, I guess there's Section 8 housing in that area.
Oh.
And other low...
Yeah, but there's Section 8 housing all through.
Section 8, when I was in the military, that was when you got out when you were crazy.
You're crazy, yeah.
So I knew of somebody who got out with a Section 8, and it wasn't me. But, you know, they're So it's weird that they call it that.
Yeah, it's HUD low-income housing. But the thing is, like, they always talk about, like, Section 8 housing. Any landlord is required by law to take that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's like money. It's just a voucher from the government. So it's like Section 8 housing, yeah, they tend to, like, rent vouchers tend to cluster in the same areas for, you know, for reasons like, you know, inexpensive rents
the slumlords buy those houses.
Right,
and put
exactly.
Them on rent.
But, you know, for them, like, you know, if you have a Section 8 voucher, you can live wherever the hell you want to. It's just a matter of you got to afford it. When you're talking about it, I know where you mean. There has been some crime in that area. It's been.
Yeah.
There's crime everywhere.
But they put up this picture of the guy, and it's a big black dude with a black coat and black pants. So it's a big black blob.
Have you seen this mystery blob?
The camera, the camera is absolutely horrible.
It's like an ATM like surveillance camera. It's all grainy and distorted.
But
it's,
you never know.
If you recognize the guy from that, you're lying. Like you just found the first tall black guy.
Oh my God, that's Jimmy. You know, so I don't think that's going to be happening at home somewhere. In some Section 8 housing somewhere. So, I'm not trying to dig on that point there. But,
no.
But I never thought that area was... I always thought it was a very nice area.
I've never had a problem down there.
You know, but everybody all
now
starts...
Now you know, beware.
Well, everybody starts coming out going, oh, no, there's like all... You know.
All sorts of trouble.
Well, they talk about all sorts of trouble in Iowa City. It's
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago
is... Chicago. Well, yeah, but that's not true.
You know what, though? I have a friend whose daughter works at McKinley. She's the court liaison for those students. And so she sees firsthand some of those families that are coming from Chicago and the mothers that are trafficking guns and stuff like that
in
for their kids. It's a little bit scary.
I'd love to do that. And I actually talked to someone
traffic
about this.
Guns.
And I don't think we can do this. Yeah, I'd love to traffic guns. No, let's just do a study. Like, you know, the problem is, like, as soon as people get on the internet, like, the comment... All Chicago means is black.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That's the only thing it means.
Yeah.
When you look at it, 95% of the crime is done by white people because 95% of the people in Cedar Rapids
are white.
It's, you know, like, I'm not saying that there aren't problems, and I'm not saying that there aren't problems in my neighborhood
Or and mine. That, or, yeah. Right next to yours.
And it's like, I'm not saying I'm not saying there aren't a lot of black people causing, like, committing crimes. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, people say, oh, Chicago. Like, now, there are plenty of people who come here from Chicago because they want to get away from
the trouble
in Chicago, or they want to get away from Chicago itself because it's too big and whatever.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, and also Iowa City, like, they say, oh, we have a huge crime problem. It's no worse than, like, my neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Well,
compared to what?
It makes it on the news more in Iowa City lately.
Right, because it's smaller and because they don't expect it.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, and it's like, yeah, compared to what? You know, go to a Kansas City or go to a God forbid, East St. Louis or Baltimore. Yeah. You know, it's like, or Pittsburgh or wherever.
Underage drinking and bars, serving to minors, that's no...
Yeah, underage drinking is never going to make the news in Iowa City because it's just assumed to be the case.
So prevalent,
I'll stop pontificating about that, I'm sorry.
But, yeah.
But I didn't mean to derail.
But the picture... Yeah, I mean, it was like it was almost like a Sasquatch, you know, where the guy's like,
"Don't mess with the Sasquatch."
You know, he's almost like walking like this.
It's worth it, that guy.
But I guess they watched the video, and the guy was just walking up and down Sycamore Mall, just looking for somebody. And unfortunately, she looked like a mark. Little did he know.
Yeah,
didn't need to look for that one.
She was ready for some action.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about Christmas gifts. So I don't know, maybe a taser,
brass knuckles. Very illegal. The brass knuckles.
Switchblade.
Kevin, you get her some mace. And get her the kind that you tried on yourself.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Not going to be told now, but...
No, we told before.
Yeah. But, yeah, so got some Christmas gift ideas already there. But, no, she...
get her a mace. Not mace, but like a mace.
Yeah.
Stars. The spikes on it.
Yeah.
Wood. Oh, yeah.
Mace you good.
Yeah.
Kick your ass there, buddy.
So what kind of mace is it? Oh, it's a heavy one.
Just cut off a table leg and throw some nails in there.
Table leg.
I won't let you have this one, but...
That'd work.
Awesome. After I got into a fight when I was in college... and I got my ass whipped. I actually started carrying a pool cue, like someone had broken a pool cue. So I actually carried the back section of a pool cue in the car. I was like, I'm not going to get beat up again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I was just in Chicago, in the city of Chicago. I went there twice in 1 week. Yeah, because I went to the Train concert at the Vic, and Uncle Cracker opened for them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
Great.
90s-rific.
Yeah. Totally. Well, here's what was kind of funny. So I'm sitting there with a friend of mine from high school. So we're both in our 40s. And I'm looking around. All of a sudden, I'm going, oh, my God, everybody's like 40 years old or older. I'm at a rock concert with a bunch of grown-ups. And we had a great time.
Good.
Yeah. And then Uncle Cracker's really good. I wasn't really familiar with his music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's funny.
Yeah, when he does the Dobie Gray song. Did Dobie Gray come on stage? Mm-mm. Give me the beat, boys, and feed my soul.
No, but he sang it. He sang that song. Yeah, and he did that one that he and Kid Rock wrote about Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Whatever
that is. That was Lynyrd Skynyrd that wrote that, but...
No, I know that, but the one that... You know what I'm talking about.
They sample it. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that's called. He did that, and then I went back...
He had an absolutely monster hit when I was like... A junior or a senior, Uncle Cracker, when I was like a junior or senior in college.
Follow in college, okay.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, he did that one.
Yeah.
He did that song.
That was absolutely, you just inescapable on the radio for like 9 months.
When I was in high school, or I guess it was junior high, Eddie Murphy had a hit song for a while there. My girl wants to party all the time.
Party all the time.
Party all the time. That was on the radio every 2 hours, just 20 minutes.
Constantly.
Nonstop,
yeah.
Until people got sick of it. And I think they overplayed it just so people would get sick of it and it would go away. But that Follow Me song is still on the radio.
You still hear?
Play it.
My God.
Yeah, it's
everybody
still on
loved
all the
it.
Time.
They cheered really loudly for it. No, Train was really cool. Pat Monahan, the lead singer, is really funny. He's kind of a nerd, so he does all these really funny, quirky things.
Yeah.
They pulled
songs.
A bunch of people on stage to do
Calling
stuff.
All Angels.
Drops of Jupiter.
Meet Virginia. Yeah, that one. And
that's
their
the
new
one,
which is called Soul Sister. That's
I never listen to the radio anymore, so I don't ever hear new music.
I've been listening
to NPR.
I did NPR for a while when I was commuting, but now I'm doing, I'll be listening to Pandora.
Oh yeah.
I listen
to podcasts when I'm sitting in my computer.
All talk for you, Jamie.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I listen to a lot of music in the car, but always on my iPod. But I, when I'm sitting, I listen to just comedy podcast after comedy podcast.
Oh, that's
like
a
Mark
good idea.
Maron's WTF.
Is it good?
It's really good. It's really good.
Cool.
So.
I'd like to try Last FM when it gets on Xbox.
Yeah, that's going to be the 17th is when the update is. Do you hear about they kicked a million people off of Xbox Live?
Why? I doubt that. Not a million.
That's what it was said on the news. Over a million people were booted off Xbox Live.
Why? Well, at their highest point of simultaneous users, the highest was 2 million. So I can't believe that. That's too many people.
Well, there was a piracy. Someone had pirated and modded their Xbox to play pirated copies of game.
What I found out was I got this telephone call like on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saying, Modern Warfare Call of Duty is in stock. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's coming out Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, what I didn't know is so many people had broken street date on it that they were selling it Saturday.
Wow.
So.
Wow. So you could've gotten it.
Hell, I would have picked it up.
Yeah.
But I guess for people that did pick it up on Saturday, they saw about 50,000 users online for Xbox alone.
Wow.
So.
Now, is that what they booted people off for getting it early?
No. If you get it early, they say they will not kick you off. Xbox will not kick you off. I know Activision was all pissy about it, and they said they would ban you, but they can't. A retail store sold you that copy. There's nothing wrong with the copy.
Right.
Now, if you got a rip copy, you're screwed.
Right.
You know, so if you get it in a, you know, a little paper sleeve.
I think you get it off of some sort of Pirate Bay or something like that.
$30, no. Actually, I don't think you can do it on the PC because you have to have a
mod chip.
No. PC?
Well, you can play the game on the... Is it a PC game?
It's
or
a PC
Xbox
game, too.
It's everything. Yeah, the PC...
I'm actually considering getting it for the PC.
They changed it on the PC. It's not like other shooters where you can have your own... servers or everything, like your own.
Yeah.
You
play on their server.
You have to be part of their service. They have their own net or whatever online.
Balls.
So, yeah, not a lot of PC people like that. But yeah, it came out early, and I missed that.
I tend not to play that online stuff because you get like 13-year-olds who are like, "Ha ha ha, fag! I pwned you," and it's like, "Shock!"
I hate it when they mail or they send me messages or on the lines calling me a noob and crap like that.
Right? It's like
you took the time to actually
GTFO,
after the game,
noob,
look me up. You know, you took the time after the game to go into the screens, look me up, find me. Type out a message, which is not an easy feat with a controller.
With a controller,
you know.
Shut up.
You know.
Like,
so
you just want to punch those kids.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I will.
You know,
if you ever meet them face to face.
No, I'm going to find where they live. I'm going to punch them all.
Zachary got punch them all. Somebody was playing a game with him, like on the Xbox, and one of the guys had to leave. So he gave negative feedback and all this stuff, and then he sent him harassing emails. And then he recorded, "You're a douche! You're a douche! Quit early! You're a douche!" I'm like, Zachary, it's just a freaking game.
Did it worry
your
him?
Your son did that?
Your son did that.
It worried me.
Your son did that?
My son did that to some guy who left a game early.
Wow.
Well, he's the
douche.
He's what's wrong with Xbox Live. Did you discipline him?
I put
harshly.
Did you send him a message calling him a douche?
I will next time.
Pwned.
Pwned.
Pwned. By daddy. Pwned by daddy?
Have you guys ever watched that daddy guy pwned? Online, Ryan Higa? The guy that started that whole oh my God, that kid cracks me up. He's such a dork. You've never watched him?
No.
Oh, he's funny. He's funny.
Send him some feminine hygiene products through the mail. Kidding. That'd be great.
Some Summer's Eve.
Nice.
Speaking of hygiene, I'm like, this is a segue. So we had our insurance meeting. Have you guys had your benefits meetings for your company?
No.
We're changing companies again because the increase was too much. Next time I'm going to bring lube. It was awful.
What company are you going to?
United Healthcare.
That's
River
what
Valley.
We have.
Yeah. They raise the rate $60 a month for regular. And they have this like high deductible plan where you have to pay up to $3,000 for a couple.
Right.
And then a higher deductible plan where it's like $5,000. And the traditional plan, and that's what we've always had, but the traditional plan's like now really,
really
very expensive.
It costs as much as your paycheck.
Yeah. Next year, they're just going to have like a really, really cheap plan, like $60 a month, but the only way you can get medical care is to go to an old grandma in a babushka, and she's going to say, oh, you'll be fine. Oh, you'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
She'll have liniment for you, and she'll have chicken soup. You know, so if you have a cold, chicken soup.
She'll
cancer,
rub.
Chicken soup.
So if you got
AIDS, chicken soup.
So if you got a bruise or a wound, rub some dirt on
right,
it.
Right, some liniments, some old lady cream.
So nice.
It's gonna smell like, you know, witch hazel. There's gonna be a lot of witch hazel in that plant.
Nice.
Terrible.
Witch hazel.
Just awful.
But this is not the one you're going to have.
No.
Okay.
No. It's yeah.
Because I have United Healthcare. So, it's good.
So who?
I had it 2 years ago. Like we actually switched. This is the third year in a row. And 2 years ago when we had it, they were just awful.
Right, I agree with you.
But oh, have they gotten better?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we had a different company, and my ex-husband covers my kids.
Yeah.
And he had United, and it was crap. But yeah. Now we both have the same plan from United. We just got on, and it's totally different.
Okay.
Everything's covered.
Yeah.
We're good.
The university's now, UI is now part of the network, which is mm-hmm. nice.
So everybody is.
You know, well, it's really
the one thing a lot of people don't realize when it comes to insurance is, you know, it really varies based on especially employers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What's covered and what's not is not really the insurance company.
No,
it's what
your employer
is
willing to pay for.
Well,
yeah,
I
didn't
the
know
level
that.
Of coverage. Like today, yeah. Today I actually had a guy who asked me, "Why is the plan the way it is?"
Your employer
like,
negotiated it.
It's your employer, and the person's like, "Really?"
Yeah, really.
I didn't know that either.
Absolutely. Yeah,
see,
so
I mean, it's what they want to pay. It's
I work
not
for
what
the bleeding heart company. So yeah. Well, we get everything.
For example, there's
yeah.
stuff that's not
we're
covered a lot of times, like mental health care. Even these days, there's companies
yeah,
out there that will
won't.
Choose not to cover patients for mental illness.
Well, we have a special
that's
mental health
change.
Hotline that we can
well, it's
going to
change
year.
Mental health parity. But yeah. but there's a lot of companies up until recently. That wouldn't cover people for mental health care.
Next year, you can be as crazy as you want.
Well, I'm curious to see how this whole thing shakes out, and if it actually, you know, if healthcare reform really does bring down premiums. I don't know that it's going to or it's not going to, but
right.
it's, but you know, it's really frustrating that this is the worst system. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a terrible way of buying insurance
compared to other countries.
Compared to everywhere, like mm-hmm. you know, like essentially. If you don't have a job, you have the same insurance today as you would have in like in Ethiopia, which is to say, you'll get sick until you can't pay anymore, and then you'll die.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just frustrating.
Maybe that's the way
well,
it should be.
Well, state healthcare will
keep
help
people
you.
Alive.
Well, yeah,
long.
But
I
if
mean,
you're single, you're eligible for
well,
Medicaid.
If you're single and male,
you're single and female, you're also not eligible for Medicaid.
Unless
what
you're
are you talking
up?
About?
Unless you're knocked up, Medicaid, medical assistance through the state.
Ah,
yeah. You know, so. kids and women with families, yes, but like, yeah.
Right. If
like
if you don't have kids, I mean, you're not going to get
congratulations.
Coverage.
Yeah.
Unless you got hit by a bus and you cannot work, then you'll get Social Security disability.
Right.
And then they'll take a chunk of that to cover for a Medicaid or Medicare program.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Crazy, I tell you.
It's depressing.
Yeah,
guys, let's change the subject.
Sorry.
All right. My wife made pumpkin pie.
Nice.
Sweet. I made
season.
Cookie bars.
You did? Did you bring them?
No.
I'll bring down a pie here in a second.
I wasn't home before I came here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you suck then.
I went to the Hershey store when I was in Chicago, which is my favorite place
There's
to go.
There's a Hershey store in Chicago?
Oh, yes.
You should go to Hershey PA.
Did they give you squirts?
Of chocolate?
Hershey squirts.
No, Chad.
Oh.
No, that's disgusting.
That was stupid.
But they do have this giant funnel in the
disgusting.
Middle of the store. And you get you can get like a little metal bucket,
Shit.
And then you take it. You take the bucket under the funnel and pull the chain of whatever kind of candy you want, and it comes down into the bucket.
Yeah.
Did they give it to you for free, or do you have to pay like $40 a bucket?
I didn't get the bucket. I got the giant Hershey bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to Chicago with the Lynx, Joe and Jessica Link and Sophie,
yeah.
And so we brought the big chocolate bar back. And
so you just sit there on the couch
it.
Gnawing on it.
Watching That's right.
TV.
You got it.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's
we
awesome.
Stayed in $1 million condo, like right by Lakeshore Drive. It was sweet. Yeah,
how'd you manage that?
Well, Jessica's boss owns it and kept offering it to her. And so they invited us to go down and me and Holly and I, my daughter, because she was going to take Joe out one night, and so we all did something during the day. Went to the Shedd Aquarium.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
It was awesome. It was really cool.
Did you walk across over to the Field Museum?
No, we didn't. We just went to the Shedd Aquarium, and then Holly wanted to go to the Magnificent Mile and do a little shopping in the city. So yeah. We did that. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you guys know that an emperor penguin is the size of like a 4-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're big.
I did not know that.
They had all kinds of penguins at the National Aquarium in Baltimore.
They're huge.
They're big.
And sea otters are quite large as well.
Whales are smaller than I thought they would be.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
They have a shark or two. Not a great white, because great whites are the only thing, like, they can't live
shed?
In captivity. At the
Baltimore
National Aquarium. And, like, you know, like, you look in there and the shark's like, rah! comes up to the glass. They have a 190-year-old three-legged sea turtle.
Nice.
Wow.
It's like it lost one of its flippers. So it's sort of like, you know.
Lost its leg 100 years ago.
I don't know.
They have a sea turtle like that, too. They got hit by a motor.
He has a special fin.
Yeah. No,
he has a slash in his shell.
Yeah, he has a lucky fin.
A lucky fin. Like Nemo.
Like Nemo.
Sweet. But it was fun. It was a good time.
I've been watching some old TV the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
You had mentioned a couple episodes back. I think it was either you or Corey. Had mentioned Studio 60 in the Sunset Strip, how the opening scene with Judd Hirsch. It was Corey. Went back and I watched the first couple episodes of that, and I thought that was, you know, it was cool. All of the season right now is available on Hulu, so everything from that one season of Studio 60 is available for free on Hulu. And then I noticed, I think it was you a couple of years ago when we started, or a year or so ago, we were talking about Chuck, and you're like, well, it was kind of like Kyle XY.
That was not me.
And it was not you. Somebody else.
I've never seen either one of those shows.
I think that was Corey.
Well, Kyle XY is a show about this kid that he's like 16, 17 years old that wakes up in the forest, has no memories, has no belly button, it's like he's a newborn baby at 16, 17 years old. And the show is about him, and the first few episodes are about him developing, you know, learning to talk, learning to read, learning to interact.
Becoming
socially.
A man.
Well, that's part of it, too. But it's very well written. I think it's a lot of... It's on the ABC Family Network.
Not becoming a man on the Family
Not in
Network.
That way.
Right.
Well, actually, there's a lot of teenage sex, a lot of teenage drinking.
The Family Channel?
It used to be the Bible Network. But
I gotta watch that more often.
You have to watch it. It's a really...
I'll take a look.
A very, very well-written show. It's not,
now I
want to
see
like
it.
Chuck. I mean, it's like Chuck with respect to this guy has these powers that you just can't quite explain.
Right.
They do get explained. I almost wish they wouldn't have explained them so soon, but they do get explained after the first season, at least for the most part. And I started about...
This is an old show that you're watching.
It's
not on anymore.
I think it started in 2004, so it's a few years old, but it got canceled after the third season.
Who plays the Kyle?
I have no idea.
He's nobody?
Yeah.
Nothing happened?
There's some kid.
The only person that I recognize on the show is there's this one character toward the end of the season who used to be on Young and the Restless. That's
it?
That's
How
it.
On earth
wow.
would you know that?
Star power.
I used to watch Young and the Restless all the time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, Chad,
I still
you should
catch
admit
it.
That.
I still catch it when my wife comes home for lunch.
You could show me the star performer of the Young and the Restless or the Guiding Light or any of those, and I'd be like...
Dude, Young and the Restless used to rock.
You know what?
My grandmother watched the Young and the Restless.
My mother used to watch that stuff, and the same people are still on those TV shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of the same people that are still
on. She watched the one that's getting canceled. The oldest one ever. The longest
Guiding
running.
Light or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Guiding Light. It's, you know.
As the World Turns.
No, is it As the World Turns? It's one of
those
two.
No, the Guiding Light was like the one that was on the radio first, and then it was, because it had the theme music, like the piano vamp, like the dun,
right.
dun, dun. And
I
remember
it's
that.
As the World Turns.
It might be As the World Turns.
She always had to watch her story. I think they all have a piano vamp.
Yeah, my grandma calls them her stories, too.
Yeah.
It's like a prerequisite.
Yeah.
What's her piano music?
I had this awful, like, 8-day-long migraine earlier this year. And we went to get a CAT scan, and in the CAT scan waiting room,
they were playing soap
like
operas.
Soap operas.
Yep.
So loud.
That's
what
I was
like,
just going to say.
And people
that.
Were talking, and I'm like, I have this migraine so bad that they sent me. They're worried I have a damn tumor. Could you please turn that down?
Yeah, you know, when I had my CAT scan, they gave you that the banana crap.
I didn't give you that. They just, no the contrast for me.
I cannot eat
any bananas.
Well, I can't eat banana shakes anymore. I used to love banana shakes.
See, I hate anything banana flavored. I like bananas. But anything banana, because banana flavor doesn't taste anything like bananas.
It doesn't
at all.
Well,
it tastes like
a fake
chemicals
taste to it.
But the thing I don't like about those shakes, I didn't have to have one this time, is the grittiness.
Oh yeah.
Like they don't. It's,
well, I learned the first they gave you like two or three bottles you have to chug.
Yeah.
So the first bottle I kind of.
No, you can't. You gotta just knock it back.
I downed it the second one. I'm
like
I'm not doing that again.
It's not the taste, it's the texture.
Well, just wait till you turn 50 and have to have a colonoscopy.
Yeah. I'm talking about the movie, not the.
Well,
you can
drink like 2 gallons of Go Lightly or whatever they call it.
Go Lightly.
I think that's what it's called.
I think that's what it's called.
The banana stuff?
No. The stuff they make you drink when you have your colonoscopy, get the camera up your butt.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, camera up your butt.
Man.
That's what it's called.
Go Lightly. They give you gallons of the stuff.
Yeah.
Take it home. Have fun.
You didn't have to do that when you had your cystoscopy, did you?
No.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah. Cystoscopy?
No.
No. Different end. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, when Emily went in for an endoscopy because she's had real bad stomach problems over and over again. And that wasn't so bad. But they, like, for a colonoscopy, you're awake for the whole thing.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, no, they're not yet?
Well, a lot of people, they'll have them awake.
Colonoscopy?
Yeah, it depends on how in-depth they have to go.
When Hank Hill had his, bam it.
No.
He watched it on TV.
Yeah, and that's... I thought they'd let Emily watch hers.
No.
They knocked her out.
They numbed up his butt.
Depends, you know, it depends on what kind you're going in for. Yeah.
They don't put you out because they need you to move so they can ram that sucker in for...
Yes, they do.
Depends on the procedure.
I thought I was knocked out for two different procedures that I had, and my wife explained to me, no, you weren't. You talked.
And that's just that Emily was awake the whole time.
You're chattering.
But she was drugged.
Oh, yeah.
Like, beyond belief.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, so it's like every now and then she'd sort of, like, drift off.
But
nice.
And she didn't remember, like, 45 minutes. Like, she's missing 45 minutes from her life.
But yeah, they
probably not 45 minutes she'd want to remember anyway.
No, most of it, she had a big tube down her throat.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a few people that actually remember that after it's done, which is not good.
I wouldn't mind watching. I mean, like, it would suck. Like, the
you know,
it would be interesting.
You like joking?
I had to have that test done early.
Oh, not the endoscopy. The other end, I wouldn't mind.
Well.
Like, I wouldn't enjoy the going up there, but, you know, like, it'd be interesting to see, like, what's in there.
Let me tell you, so I had to have that test done early because my mom died of colon cancer.
Yeah.
So my sister and I had to have ours done early. They actually gave me pictures of my entire tract.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nice. I'm so perfectly clean.
So before you go in, do they lay on a gurney and then play Frank Zappa, going up the poop chute?
No, you know, I don't think so.
No, okay. You know what I thought would be interesting? They have a camera, like a capsule camera that you can swallow, and you know, it'll go down.
And it goes through your whole tract.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could you imagine?
I've seen that. Yeah.
Well, that's still considered experimental, but 5 years ago when I was quoting
totally
it, some insurances were covering it.
I would love to watch
that. Well, see, I always wondered why that was experimental until I talked to somebody that, my doctor told me it would be the most pain-free way to have it done. Okay, that would be
until you pass it.
Capsule?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
capsule camera.
It's about that big around.
It's not small.
I mean, like, I'm not saying it's not huge.
It's not fist size.
What if it comes out sideways?
That's shit.
Oh, you'd be fine. You'd be fine.
It would hurt a little bit, but it'll.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as you're walking out of the hospital, we'll need that back.
You know? Come over to my house and get it.
Here's a stick and a bag.
Here's a stick and
we
a
want that bag. Yeah.
Here's a colander. Set this over your toilet.
Yuck.
But
that's disgusting.
No,
it's like searching for a penny in your kid's poop when they swallow that.
I
could go though.
I just let it go.
Yeah.
You have to make sure they pass it.
I just let it go.
Okay.
I'm not digging through the poop. Sorry.
That's the mom's job.
I don't know.
Because we're stronger.
Would you keep the penny?
I don't know. This is no one's job.
Well,
would you keep it as
a penny?
Would you keep it as a trophy?
If I had to dig through the poop, I would keep that penny.
And frame it.
I would clean it up with, like, bleach or something. And
frame it
for
the bathroom.
Then I would put it in one of those cases that you get at the coin shops. Put that sucker right up on the wall.
Would you make a belt buckle out of it or a necklace or something?
Put a little note underneath it for when they're teenagers and their significant other comes over
they're
for the first time.
They're going over to the dance.
Awesome.
Let me show you
first
this.
First pooped penny.
Let me show you the penny that Johnny passed when he was four.
You know, Zachary graduates in a few months. I gotta do something horrible for him.
You do.
Ask her.
What do you mean?
Ask her if she wants
gotta
to hold
totally
it.
Embarrass him.
Don't do that. He would totally kill you.
See, the thing is, like, I wouldn't just bleach that. I'd have to figure out, like, nuke it from orbit, something.
Yeah.
Like, something.
I'd put it in the microwave.
Pour some gasoline over it, light on fire.
Trust me, bleach cleans it. It does.
I need a three-tier process.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Bleach, because it creates a chemical reaction. The real copper penny would...
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of copper
just
in all those
pennies.
Just
run it through the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. My old dishwasher had a sterilized function. I loved using that. It would make the dishwasher go for like 3 hours, but like it came out and like it smelled clean.
It's kind of scary though. I mean, it's kind of like when you put your oven on self-clean mode for the first time.
My oven doesn't have self-clean
Holy
mode.
Holy crap, it's scary. Because you think your house is going to burn down because it's so freaking hot. You can feel the heat in the living room.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it's like...
You can see heat
so
waves
clean your oven
coming off
cold day.
Waves coming off there like... Is that normal? Is that supposed to do that?
Yes. But no, we have an oven from the 40s. It's by Waste King.
Waste King.
W-A-S-T-E.
Yes, dash King. Yeah, it's by like a no longer existent company. The broiler went out, and my landlord is going to get us a new, because we have a separate cooking range and oven, and we're going to get a new one. I was promised that like a month and a half ago. He said he ordered it, so
yeah.
I got actually get
sure.
on here
it's
about that.
It's on order. It's in the mail.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
It's
yeah.
in the mail. It'll so, be in your
it's
mailbox.
On its way.
Yes,
it's,
but
I've been sending you parts every day, a little bit at a time. It's coming.
The book
my
that'll
oven
come last.
My oven does not have anything approaching a self-clean function. Like
you
I'm lucky,
really
it turns on.
Is it gas
it flavors
or
the
electric?
Food.
It's electric.
Flavors the food.
It's electric.
Jamie.
I'm not worried about it.
We're gonna
it looked like no one had ever cleaned it before I moved in. So.
That's
so you get a paint scraper and go at
not
it?
Not anymore.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it.
I love ovens, though, that have a little bit of cake down stuff in there, because after it, it's called seasoning the oven, you know?
I just said that.
That's
yeah.
You just said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I missed it. I wasn't
I thought that was
apparently
for barbecues
not.
And not your oven in your
it's
house.
It's for cast iron
oh, no,
skillets and also for your oven, too.
I mean, like...
Yeah. Most of that's, like, melted cheese that's congealed on the bottom.
I was
going to
say,
no.
the best...
Apple pie
the best pizza places that are out there
yeah,
are
true.
The ovens that are seasoned like that. They've got something going on.
Yeah, you don't
want
to turn over the pizza.
There's something going on in there.
It looks gross in the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. I don't care.
No, there was a pizza place called Vincent's in the town where I grew up, and that was... That's what it was. You just never wanted to turn
it's
the pizza
like,
over
because yeah.
it was, like,
you know,
sort of gray
I
on
used
the
to
bottom.
Work in a pizza place like that.
You know, Xavier's Pizza has been sitting there, you know, been there forever.
Yeah.
And their oven, you know, has been in use since probably the dawn of time.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that's why their pizza tastes so good is the all
Xavier's
the
Pizza?
Yeah, Xavier's Pizza.
Never had an Xavier's Pizza.
Really?
Really.
Didn't have a piece of his that one time we went there?
No. I usually just have Xavier's beer.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I got their chicken parmesan there, and they gave me like a pound and a half of pasta with the chicken. Like two chicken breasts and a pound and a half of pasta. And I was
that's
like,
a lot of food.
What are you?
Now that's a lot of pasta.
So you walked across the street
yeah.
and you ate a pound of pasta.
Yeah, and then I had to be rolled home. there's something about this town. Like restaurants in this town are just crazy with food. I went to
the
Taj Mahal
portions?
Last night.
Ooh, I love that.
I ordered a
what?
Thing
no,
of...
No, you did not go there.
I ordered a thing of lamb biryani, you know, so lamb rice, and a thing of pakoras. They're like these tomato, spinach, onion fritters. It's $4 for this. I figure it's an appetizer. I figure I'll get like five. Not like 30. They gave me like a pound of these things. Like
wow.
They're probably about to go bad. And
I tell you what, they're
the
freaking delicious. I had like five last night and five again today. I'm going to have like five a day for the rest of the week.
Wow.
It's going to feed you for a week, son.
You ever went to Butterfly Cafe?
Yep. They have huge portions.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I ordered like a club with French fries.
Yeah.
And they gave me...
The French fry mountain.
Well, yeah. They gave instead of a plate, they gave me a platter, which
yep.
is kind of
yep.
the oval-looking
all
thing.
All their plates are like that, yeah.
And I swear to God, they must have gave me like half a bag of fries.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just...
The
piles.
First time we went there, because it's like right down the street from us, we I ordered three pancakes because whenever I go out,
that's one. You should have got one pancake.
Now I get one pancake.
Yeah, they laughed at me when I ordered two. Yeah. Like, oh, I'll just take a small, you know, short stack or whatever. They swear to God, big as a garbage can lid.
I love pancakes. I can
need a little lesson in portion sizes.
Freaking sick of them after the first five bites, I think.
I think they would do much better if they just limited their portion size, because for what I'm paying for it, my God, what are you making on this? Yeah. I mean,
good point, Kevin. But it's
a,
maybe you should tell them that.
I mean, like, don't I know every... You know, American portion sizes are out of control, but it's like, it's bad here.
Have you ever seen that poster that compares portion sizes, like what we're normally served at McDonald's and what an actual real portion for an adult should be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a quarter of what we actually are served.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's insane.
Well, you know, and I've got this gut because I eat at American restaurants and then I sit around and hardly leave the house. Yeah. I wore pants this weekend. Both days.
Hooray!
We need you to get you that shirt that says "Sadly, my day requires pants." Or do you have that one?
No, I don't have that one.
There's a shirt that says "Sadly, my day requires pants."
Nice. So
maybe.
I'll have to find that. Sadly.
Wow, I can't believe you just admitted that. They're like, it's a really exciting event for you.
Well, it's not that exciting. In fact, I hate wearing pants now. I wear shorts or, you know, just run around in my boxers all day.
Really?
So, yeah.
I'll have to stop on by for lunch one day.
Because I'm a smoker. Like, I always have pants on because I have to go outside to smoke. And
yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
And my neighbors don't want to see my junk.
Because it's the thing to do.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm not wearing underwear, but I'm wearing shorts.
But I mean, like boxers.
No, I'll skip that.
What?
Now, if you start wearing a muumuu or something like that, that would get really creepy.
That would be sweet.
So big, fluffy.
Many of our clients find pants constricting. So we offer a wide variety of judicial and academic.
I like my stretchy pants. Stretchy pants.
Yes, I mean that. I actually was wearing, I wore the same stretchy pants for 3 days.
Is that the Simpson episode where he got the muumuu?
Where he gets the huge. He gets,
I love that.
The slim, lazy Homer you knew is dead. Now I'm a big, fat dynamo.
That's when he was working from home.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
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 On disability because you were
watch out. Watch out, Jed. Nice.
Yeah. I think I have gotten fatter just because I haven't gotten any exercise.
Well, yeah. You know,
you could always come with me to the gym.
Okay.
Yeah,
I eat like crap last week, and I think I still lost weight from lugging all that gear and running up and down U.S. Cellular Center steps.
Good for you.
Like, yeah,
six times in a day.
Sweet.
Yeah,
it's good for you to do that.
So, are you auditioning for any shows?
Let me think about that. Possibly Laramie, the Laramie Project at TCR.
The read-throughs coming
up tomorrow.
Here tomorrow, and
right.
Then the producers read-throughs on Wednesday.
I'm not doing producers. That's a musical.
So?
I don't do musicals.
Musicals are awesome.
I can sing real good, just not in front of people.
All right.
So, no, I want to do the Laramie Project because it's meaningful, but I'm not quite sure if I want to commit the time. I'm coaching speech at Washington.
Ah,
starting
cool.
This week.
So are you the speech coach? Or
No. Carrie Fattig is the speech coach. Yeah, I'm assisting.
Are they going to get protested, the Laramie Project? Because usually, what's his face?
You know, they didn't get protested when they did Angels in America.
No, they didn't.
And
no,
Angels
but
in America is way more gay than Laramie Project.
The what's his face? Idiots from Westboro Baptist. They protest every Laramie Project.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
Like their thing.
You know what? That's just they're just telling the story. Why would they protest that?
Because.
That doesn't
because
make any
God
sense at all.
God hates fags, and that's why he was killed.
Well, then someone should have protested.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Are they the gods who?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
they're
the God hate fags. God
you know
hates
what?
Sweden.
I'm sorry,
God
Chad.
Hates,
they're not
God hates Sweden.
Yeah, they say God hates Sweden. That's one of their.
Well,
ones.
They just want to.
What a bunch of fucking idiots!
They just want to do it bigger.
Those
and bigger.
Lint lickers.
Lint lickers.
Turkey loos.
Seriously, like,
oh, yeah.
That's not about religion. It's about hate and idiocy and. I've actually met them because they protested a soldier funeral when I was city editor, and I directed the coverage, and I was out there making sure that, you know, things didn't go bad and the reporters behaved themselves because, you know, tensions run pretty high. And they have these, like, 11-year-old kids, and it's like, well, what do you like to do? I like to play Xbox. I like to protest fag funerals. It's like, how is that not abuse? That is child abuse.
That is. Oh, my God.
You know, I'm not saying you have to accept things like that. I think that you should.
You know what we should do? We should protest that church. Like,
yeah,
holy
it happens
rollers.
All the time.
But they would love that.
They'd love it.
Yeah. That's really awful. They do know that Jesus was put on the earth to love everyone, right?
Oh, but no, but they...
Yeah, well, what happened? Fred
Phelps will quote you chapter and verse about how love is
Bagok!
And God is...
Who is this guy?
He's a preacher.
He needs to be one of those people without insurance that gets really sick and just dies.
It's
nice.
I'm taking a real controversial stand like here.
The Can Man Show.
I'm taking a real controversial stand here and saying Westboro Baptists are a bunch of damn idiots. But seriously, it's horrifying.
They is damaged goods.
All right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
IJIT idiots.
Well, I mean, I believe in God, and I'll I don't follow a particular religion because which one's right?
Aren't you a minister?
Well, I'm ordained in the Church of Universal Life, which means I accept all religions. Yeah. But you know, but which one is right?
Yeah.
You know,
I actually that was
Church of Chad.
Yeah, the Church of Chad. Here we go. Church of Can Man.
The Church of Fonzie. All rise. Hey. Now sit on it. So that's from Family Guy. I'm not going to take credit for that one, but nice. I like that one.
Oh, that's very funny.
Sorry. I lost my train of thought.
Lost it.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we don't want to get too deep into the religion
But the thing is,
let's just love everybody. Why can't we just all get along?
It's not religion. It's stupidity.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that people that are religious are stupid, but I'm saying that there are people that don't believe something that's been proven true because of their religion.
Well, and some of them don't feel like they need an actual education because they think that that book that they have is enough and that's all that they need.
Yeah, but...
It's misinterpreted and the language is misinterpreted.
There are a lot of... You know, I know a lot of evangelical Christians who are just absolutely amazing people. And they... And it's not because they see eye to eye with me, but like they're actually legitimately amazing people. This American Life did a show 2 weeks ago on bait and switch. And they were talking about how a lot of fundamentalists and evangelical Christians will do this, like, we're going to have this huge beach party. And they'll send girls out in bikinis, and but it's a beach party for Jesus. Which is fine, but it's sort of like, you know, that you're being sold a bill of goods. And there's a new guy, he was actually one of the people that pioneered these sort of techniques to get people in the door. And he talked about how he's changed his mind, because when you talk to non-believers or non-Christians or people that don't profess a particular faith, they love Jesus. They really dislike Christians.
Right.
And Gandhi said that. He's like, I really like your Christ. I wish your Christians were more like your Christ.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a very fair point. It's without getting too deep into this.
No, I think that's a really good point. That's right on.
It's like, you know, and it's hard to tell someone, you know, how they should believe, you know, how they should understand their faith.
I don't think I think a person's beliefs is their beliefs. And if you have faith in something, whether it be God or yourself or faith in, you know, as long as you have faith in something, then you can do anything. But you have to have that faith. Yeah. But, you know, it's when you take that and, you know,
throw
push
money
it on everybody.
Into it.
Well, money's one thing. You know,
or combine it with stupidity.
Okay, so I watched this movie that I watched when I was a kid. George Burns, John Denver.
Oh God!
Oh God!
Oh God!
Okay?
I love that.
You
movie.
Have to go back and watch it.
I love that movie.
Oh God! Reiner,
talks about Wittgenstein a bunch.
Well, it talks about you know, this guy that's a non-believer. He's an atheist who's played by John Denver, who goes back and God picks him to say, you know, don't forget about me. I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
And but he's like, but I'm a non-believer, and you want people to hear my word, you know, he talk to me through you, and you know, it's a very good movie.
It's a very good movie.
And it's been when you say that we throw the money into it. What's his name? Not Danny Aiello. His daughter was
Danny
in,
DeVito.
No, his daughter was in Romy and Michelle. What the heck is his name?
Paul Sorvino.
Yes, he plays. He plays a preacher in that movie.
Love Paul Sorvino.
An evangelical preacher who, you know, who's got all these nice cars.
In Oh God?
And wants money to come there. Yeah, in Oh God.
I don't remember him in Oh
yep.
God.
Is it the second one?
It's the first one. That's Oh God. And then Oh God Book Two. And then Oh God You Devil was the third one.
Yeah.
But Oh God was on Encore Movie Network a few months ago.
Which one's with the girl?
The Oh God, book two.
It's book two. Okay. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but the first one, it's got Terry Garr is also in it. And she plays
I remember her.
She played the same character she played in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Same exact character. It's crazy.
She's like the Owen Wilson of her day.
She is, totally. It's the same exact character she played in Close Encounters. But really, you know what? That my look on religion is watch Oh God, and that's the way I see it.
Speaking
of, amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Speaking of Owen Wilson, fantastic.
Hallelujah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes.
By Roald Dahl.
Yes.
Like we've gone over my stand on.
I love James and the Giant Peach.
My stand on Wes Anderson movies, and this looks like a Wes Anderson cartoon, doesn't it? Like
yes,
you look
it
at it, you're like Wes Anderson has something to do with this, but I think it actually looks kind of cool.
It's got George Clooney.
When I first saw that trailer, during one of the movies,
it's Paranormal Activity actually had it.
Yeah. I always like to watch the crowd, to see how cool people think. That one was the quietest trailer that I had seen. The only thing I heard from people around me is like, what the hell are we looking at?
It's because it's not, it's like the anti-Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved Up.
This was stop motion animation.
Loved,
yeah.
This I is, it
it's
great.
Exactly, it's stop motion animation like The Corpse Bride.
Right.
But it's actually even older school than that.
Yeah.
Like this is, it's like Gumby.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
And it looks like Gumby, and that's awesome. Like, they're really going back to that, the very craft-oriented, very...
And, I mean, the models don't look that very good.
No, they don't.
But it's the story's by the same guy who did the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, it's
Roald
Dahl.
James the Giant Peach. It's a great story.
He's a crazy man. I'm not necessarily a Roald Dahl fan, but it's a...
I
love the stories, but, like, he's written so many stories, and some of them are just weird.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's going to look very interesting, and they're actually they made some changes to it to make it film better.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I still haven't seen Where the Wild Things Are.
I haven't either. I imagine I'm willing to bet it'll be out before Christmas.
I think so.
On DVD.
I think so.
Blu-ray, whatever. Have you guys thought of what you guys are wanting on your Christmas list yet? Did you find anything good?
I had some ideas, and then my wife's car got broken into.
Oh, nice. Did they steal the paper?
No.
With your ideas on
it? But it's just, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
So Christmas might look a little bleaker than it had looked before.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few ideas on stuff that I want, but the stuff really, really just kind of hoping to put a list together of, what I want for Christmas, and I haven't really quite figured out
what it is. My kids ask me that every year, and yeah. I never know what to say.
That's actually my thing. It's like right now... I really, really want, a video camera that'll do, 1080p, but also has microphones in and records to, an SD card.
Yeah.
Well, I looked. The cheapest you can get that is, it's, $3,500.
Oh, wow.
That's
like
if
a
you,
car.
If you want.
A small
yeah,
car.
Exactly. That's more than my first two cars put together.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I want a new camera, and that's, $900. And it's,
my kids are at that stage.
My wife's not buying me a $900 camera.
My kids are at that stage because they're all teenagers now, and I ask them, what is the one thing that you really, really, really want? And they really tried to kind of narrow it down to something that was pretty simplistic and not too expensive.
Yeah.
Because they never usually ask for much, but they're just at that age where there really isn't a lot for them out there that's
right.
Not expensive, because they're into the electronic stuff.
Do they make their own? Do they have their own money?
My oldest daughter, yeah, she's old enough to work, and she has a job, but she's saving to go to Japan next year.
Mm.
So,
but sometimes, the person behind me at work, she, they have their own money.
Yeah.
They made their own money. If they wanted a Zune or whatever the hell it was, they bought it already. So
they've done that. I don't know.
For them.
See,
but my other two are too young to
when
work.
When I was working, I was making $4.55 an hour, and I was lucky, working 10 hours a week, so you can't make.
And you walk to work
uphill both ways, snow year round,
in the snow,
barefoot.
Yeah. And tried to tell kids these days.
No, my kids really don't ask for that much. I think I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah,
I did hear what the new hot thing is for this year.
What's that?
It's a Zuzu.
What is a Zuzu?
It's a mechanical gerbil.
A mechanical gerbil?
Is that like a sexual toy? Or
No, I guess they can't keep them. They can't keep them in stock at Target and what have you.
I'm actually going to put this call out to listeners and to viewers. I am trying to find. Last year at Target, they sold a $200 mechanical pony.
For kids. My God, that thing!
Huge, yeah, I know what you're
horrifying looking thing.
It's the same thing as that dinosaur. Same
exactly,
company.
Exactly. First of all, if anyone has one of those dinosaurs, I'd be willing to take it off your hands and ride it to work every day.
It doesn't walk. You just sit on it.
Oh, screw that. If anyone would happen to have a box...
You sit on it and it moves?
It moves its head. I thought it walked.
You pet it.
Yeah.
And you feed it fake leaves.
But no, if anyone would happen to have a box for that giant mechanical pony, I would very much like it. And would be willing to give you a little bit of money to take it off your hands.
Just the box.
Just the box.
Who are you going to mention?
The specific mechanical pony box?
My wife.
Sweet.
All right. So
that's
your
precious.
Wife wants a pony.
What are you going to put inside of it for real?
I want a pony.
Hopefully a sewing machine table. Because she wants a sewing
machine.
Oh, that's
right. You talked about that before.
Yeah. Hopefully she won't listen before.
She won't.
All right.
She's like, you're on a podcast. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I listened to it for 5 minutes. It bored me. Thanks, honey.
Yeah, great.
You were on it.
I love you, too.
You were on it. You make jokes at home all the time.
I tried looking Funny through man. Something, but, you know, I couldn't find anything other than, you know. I only look at kids' stuff now because, really.
A couple cool things on ThinkGeek.com.
Christmas is all about the kids.
Yeah.
Although, Mr., what do you guys call him? Butters. Is like all about the Christmas. He's like so excited. We have to go shopping now.
Well, he works in retail.
It's so cute.
I'm surprised that hasn't been sucked out of him by
no.
now.
No. In fact, he called me this morning. He's like, well, I did some shopping today. He's like all excited about it every day.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tell you, it's 5 years really cute. Of retail for me sucked the Christmas spirit straight out of me.
I have just this like little bit of whimsy left in me, and it comes out at like the 2 weeks before Christmas.
I'm not a Christmas person.
Whimsy,
I'm not. I'm not really Christmas. My wife's like antsy Christmas. She really doesn't like...
But I have kids, so I have to, you know, I got to jump into the spirit.
But, you know, like, I just... it's just a little bit of childlike wonder.
My boss has already decorated her house for Christmas. She's got her tree up and everything.
Whoa,
already?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's like, I won't shop anywhere if they have Christmas stuff out before Halloween.
Right.
So, I refuse to shop there. If I see Christmas stuff, I'll give them a warning. I'm not coming back if that isn't gone.
And they're like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
They're like, all right,
you're like,
see
stay
you
out,
later.
Vagrant.
Security.
Crazy man.
Security.
Yeah. And then I come back and it's still out, so nobody really cares about me.
You know, like...
It's all right, Jen.
West Elm Mall, like a couple weeks ago, I believe they had all their Christmas stuff out.
Yeah, I went to a mall in Chicago, and they had the center thing set up for Santa.
Target is now
a giant snow globe with snow flying around and music playing already. The picture taking place
at West Elm Mall. They had the Santa Claus place kind of half set up.
What's
so,
store?
So they
that's
had
as,
his
that's as much shit set up as it ever is though.
Well, but they had the big green chair out there that he sits in, so I had to sit in it. I'm like, oh, it's the pimp chair. It's the red pimp's chair.
Was your daughter with you? Did she sit in your lap?
No. I wish I had like a pimp chalice and pimp can. I want pictures in it.
Why don't you just run back there and take that photo?
I want to say
put
that
it on your Facebook profile.
Yeah.
Bring the kids.
I swear, the thing they put up
my
for
lap
Santa
is
Claus.
Oh God, my lap is ready. Would that be creepy?
Yeah,
that is creepy. The thing they put up for Santa at Westdale, it looks like the rest of the year that's used to murder children.
And they go in here
like 1 month a year. They're like, "Hey kids, have your wish." And then the rest of the year, they hang children from each of the corners. It's awful.
I think they've used it every year for the last... It's like 1987.
Well, they probably can't afford a new one, guys.
Well, not now. They've got like 2 stores in the mall.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's a sad mall.
I would pay good money to see like the county supervisor sitting on Santa Claus's lap, though, because their offices are there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would pay really good money to see that. I'm just putting it out there.
All right. Yeah.
We'll put a little request out there for them.
Yeah. For all the county supervisors who listen to us.
So what would the county seat ask for?
Hey,
Mr. Hauser,
are you
going
to give them one of those big fat candy canes?
Yeah. Big list for the flood people.
Yeah.
If they do it, what do they get if they do it?
And a monkey.
And a
friend for the monkey. Sorry, that's Ralph asking Smokey the Bear.
Nice. Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas? Like some big, like one of those geek toy things?
Some Blu-ray.
Well, I do. I think the one thing, if I could get one thing for myself, probably a PlayStation 3, just because I want the Blu-ray player.
What's the Blu-ray player?
It's the HD DVD, because I was one of the monkeys that bought an HD DVD player for my Xbox.
You poor misguided
dance,
man.
Monkey dance.
Yeah, well, I got it on sale for like $75.
It was a perfectly reasonable idea.
3 weeks later, they, you know, lost the format war. So
they didn't lose the format war. They gave up.
Yeah.
Toshiba gave up.
Well, yeah. What was it? Who was it that said they were going to Sony exclusive? And that's when they gave it up.
Yeah, Miramax, I think.
I thought it was Universal.
Oh, maybe Paramount?
It
was. Paramount?
I think it was Universal. Yeah. Said, you know what, we're just going to make Blu-rays.
Yeah. It is much more difficult for them to make two copies of the same movie when they're entirely different formats. It's more expensive.
Well, you know, the thing is, the more I think about it, the more I think I want to get a Blu-ray player. And I've been listening to podcasts like Extra Life Radio, and Scott Johnson's been like talking how, you know, it's PS3 games are finally catching up to what the Xbox was.
Yeah.
You know, and whereas the Xbox has a lot more expectation as far as, you know, trying to do stuff.
Now, would PS3 be the new one that comes out this year? It's the one that came out.
It's been out for like 5 years.
Okay.
Three or four years. Two or three.
Yeah. It came out the same time as the Wii. Like exactly the same.
It came out at $600.
Yeah. And it's not.
Which isn't gonna.
Is that a lot?
$600? Yeah. Okay.
It's way too much.
Yeah.
But it had a Blu-ray player built in, which was the next generation DVD format.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
And that's, but the thing is, like,
thanks, guys.
Xbox is 360 being a year older than that, like, it's going to hit its plateau of, like, as good as games can get pretty soon.
Yeah.
Whereas,
actually,
you don't think so?
The Xbox 360?
I've heard that this group of game or systems consoles that are out, they're looking at those lasting about 10 years.
Wow.
Because they just don't see that much of a difference between...
Right.
Well, the economy is going to make that a lot harder. They just see no reason to revamp the whole thing. So you might...
So that includes what then? Xbox 360, PS3, Wii?
Wii doesn't really follow in there. Yeah, I heard a rumor that there's going to be a Wii HD in January or February.
Yeah, what?
A Wii HD.
I don't know.
Because they were talking about Netflix streaming, and then they were going to wait on the Netflix streaming until January or February when the Wii HD comes out.
HD or the HD Wii?
There's like a certain guy that predicts things for this for them, but God, what's he do? He works for like the...
predicts the future of game
stuff? He predicts things for the companies.
Yeah,
like,
he's an analyst.
So he has like a magic eight ball?
And he's pretty good, but he's said that he thinks that's going to come out like next year, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Weatherman actually have...
I don't know. But you know, did you hear about Netflix streaming on the PS3? You have to have a disc.
You have to get a disc.
You have to get a disc, but you have to keep it in there anytime you want to use Netflix streaming.
Guys, I think they're just luring you in, really. Just to spend a lot of money.
I don't know.
I don't even have an HD TV.
I have an HD TV.
I don't even have a TV.
No.
You don't even have a TV?
No, I don't.
She doesn't have a TV in her house at all.
I thought you had a TV, but just nothing
to
put
she's,
in the TV.
She has a monitor for her computer.
I have a really nice computer, and I can Hulu stuff on it.
Hulu!
I'm actually considering making my old computer into like a media center. With my standard definition TV, because it'll still handle that.
Well, you know what I think is that cable is just going to go to the internet, and you're just going to buy a cable. You know, instead of going to Mediacom, you're just going to go on the internet, and you're going to subscribe to X amount of channels, and you know.
As long as I can get the only reason we still have cable is because MythBusters does not have any way to get full episodes online.
Really?
I mean, like, I could torrent it, but I don't like torrenting stuff.
Well, you work for the media. You get a media pass.
They don't have media passes.
Yes, I do. I have the media access to Discover.
Yeah.
So you can download full episodes.
Well, I
guess. Or you can watch full episodes streaming, but it's not very good quality.
Well, always got BitTorrent.
Well, so. I don't like to torrent shows if I can help it. Yeah, I will, but...
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I will if there's no other way to get them, and in this case, there's not any other way to get them. So. Right. But it's a it's the only reason we still have cable, as far as I'm concerned. Like this, you know, my wife watches like Real World Road Rules Challenge, and I'll watch that sometimes too because it's freaking hilarious. Real World Road Rules Challenge. It's
MTV
Road the
Rules?
Dumbest.
Oh, I used to love that show.
It's a ridiculous show, and they have these like idiots come on and get drunk and they blow up over nothing, and it's just hilarious and it makes you feel better.
See, that would stress me out to watch that.
Like, oh, totally. It's so much fun.
But I used to love that TV show. So when it first came out,
you know, so you can get that online, you can get just about anything you want to online, so.
Yeah, I was looking for a cartoon like there's Hulu and there's Juiced. Both of those have animation on there.
Yeah,
but I'm looking for the old Hanna-Barbera stuff. Oh. Like Thunder and the Barbarian. I'm looking for it, so I'm putting a call out. If you know where I can find episodes without torrenting them of like Thunder the Barbarian and the Space Ghost cartoon and the Herculoids and all that stuff, Godzilla, Godzuki, those Hanna-Barbera cartoons, if you can send me a link where I can like Hulu style them, yeah. I would love you forever.
Never. They're going to sell them to you in a DVD set,
you know,
so they make more money off of it.
I had heard that you could get some like things like Thundar places. The reason I loved Juiced when it first came out, when it was like still peer-to-peer sharing the idea of like, right. You know, it got its connection before it went to the Flash app only on the web.
Yeah.
Was they were the only place that had Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons.
So they still do have them?
They still do.
And they have the whole first season of the Transformers,
nice.
First generation
Juiced.
Transformers cartoon.
Juiced.
But it's not very good quality.
No, it's not. No. It's low quality.
Hulu's
DVD rips.
A lot better quality, yeah. And they have the first season of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
And they also
not
have
the new one. The original He-Man cartoon.
The gay He-Man.
He-Man wasn't gay.
Maybe. Prince Adam was.
Yeah.
What?
I'll give you that.
His alter ego.
Prince Adam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Prince. For purple.
I really like WKRP in Cincinnati, and that's also on Hulu.
Oh, I remember
At least
show.
The first season, if not the second season.
Except for the edited the music.
Yeah, they have to. They didn't pay the royalties.
Stupid.
But, you know, it's interesting. You can tell on Hulu which series that they're going to have DVD sets on.
They're the ones that only show 5 episodes?
They're the ones that only show 5 episodes. Yeah. And the funniest thing was, you remember that show Legend of the Seeker?
Yeah.
They had the whole season on for the longest time.
No, it's a 5 episodes.
And then one day I saw a commercial for a DVD set coming out. Boom, 5 episodes.
Damn.
Why is that a bad thing?
Because I want to be able to go and I want to watch that show from the beginning right now. And I can go on Hulu right now, and I can go watch Kyle XY from the beginning and see all the seasons. Now, because there's a DVD episode coming out, they don't want you to be able to catch them. So you have to watch them by buying the DVD. So now those episodes aren't there anymore. It kind of pisses me off. Of course, why should I complain? It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
But at least they put 5 episodes up. I mean...
Yeah. But
I like
still.
It, because then I can watch that.
Anyway, let's wrap it up.
Sorry, I just looked at my watch, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Can Man Show.
And
this has been episode 61. Join us again next week, and we'll have something fun to talk about, I'm sure. And let's see. Tonight I'm going to end the show with You know what? Screw it. We're going to end the show with Maximilian Eubank. Going to play Not Make Believe. Haven't played that in a while. So, Maximilian, love your music. Thank you so much for letting us listen to it. Let's play it. I hope you all have a great week.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's just been so long now. And something to sing about. Something not make believe. Something not dreams. I put my pencil down to sit here and think about what she really means to me, what she really brings. Yeah. It's been an eternity since I could proceed to something not guaranteed, to the unknown. But it's such a lonely life, not having someone's eyes to constantly gaze into, and know you're not alone. Yeah, right. This is me giving you a kiss.
I lay next to you. You just look so damn cute. Don't wanna wake you up, so I will not move. And then you look at me, and I am a lock's in need. I fumble to find the key, setting it free. This is me giving you a kiss. This is me falling in love with you. This is me being candid. This is me howling at the moon. This is me soaking up your love. This is me and I haven't had enough. This is me rolling around in your life. This is me with you dancing by my side. I said, oh yeah. I said, oh yeah. Living in love, or I'm not living it all, yeah. I said, oh yeah. Living in love, or I'm not living it all, yeah. I said, oh yeah. Living in love, or I'm not living it all, little lady, yeah. This honesty sobering, love is that way it seems, brings me back down to earth so I know I'm alive. Now I hope you are hearing this, this whisper that I submit. Found a connection to what you are inside. Yeah, yeah, all right. This is me giving you a kiss. This is me falling in love with you. This is me being candid. This is me howling at the moon. This is me soaking up your love. This is me and I haven't had enough. This is me rolling around in your life. This is me with you dancing by my side. I said, oh yeah. I said, oh yeah. Living in love, or I'm not living it all, yeah. I said, oh yeah. Living in love, or I'm not living it all, yeah. I said, oh yeah. Living in love, or I'm not living it all, little lady, yeah.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
I can try. Let's see. I love the Can Man Show. I love the Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock.